What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey friends, welcome. This is the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame 2024 show. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We are the number one strip club music podcast in the world. My name is Danny Myers. Across from me is Alon Fong, and we are both award-winning, nationally recognized, longtime DJs. Strip club DJs, that is. And we have put together the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Alon, talk a little bit about what this is.
Yeah, couldn't be more excited, man. Last year was great with our inaugural class. We'll get into that in a little bit. The Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, how this originated. Danny and I were having a conversation, a debate about the rock and roll music or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And as always, there's a big debate when a non-traditional rock artist makes it into the Hall of Fame. And we said, you know what? Screw that. Let's do a strip club music. Let's end the debate and let's just have all great music and create our own Hall of Fame. And so we did. This is year two. Couldn't be more excited. The qualifications, the artists to be eligible to be inducted and nominated to be inducted into our Strip Club Music Hall of Fame is that their first single or album must be released 20 years prior to the year of inauguration. So this is the class of 2024 we're about to unveil. So their first release album or single must have come out in 2004. Got it?
Got it. So we are going to do, who is already in the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame? What was last year? In other words, who were the 2023, the inaugural class? Who was that?
What an inaugural class of heavy hitters, man. I mean, let's go. Motley Crue, right? Mm-hmm. Def Leppard, Nine Inch Nails, Prince, and Guns N' Roses. That was our inaugural class. Wow.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is most people agreed with it, which really surprised me. But we don't expect you to agree with all of them. Alon and I didn't agree with all of them completely. But so get your opinions formed. Start making your guesses. Who do you think are the top five artists now for this year? The new artists, the ones that he did not mention. Who is it? Can you make up your mind? Can you think about it? Okay. Are you ready, Alon Fong, for artist or band number one coming into the 2024 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame?
I am excited. Let's unveil it. Let's fucking go, baby. Here they are, the class of 2024.
An American rock band formed in Pasadena, California in 1973. From 1974 to 1985, they consisted of Eddie Van Halen, Eddie's brother, drummer Alex Van Halen, lead vocalist David Lee Roth, and bassist and vocalist Michael Anthony. In 1985, Roth left the band to embark on a solo career and was replaced by former Montrose lead vocalist Sammy Hagar. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007, and we are happy to announce Van Halen is now in the class of 2024 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Van Halen, our first artist, band, or artist that we just inducted into the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame for 2024. And Alon, I know you got to be excited for this one because I know you. I've known you for about almost 10 years, and you are a huge Van Halen fan. So how's this make you feel?
This means a lot to me. I'll accept the award or the entrance for Van Halen. They weren't here today to accept this. Sadly, you know, Eddie passed away a couple years ago and the rest are busy infighting. But let me say this. So Van Halen has a very special place in my heart. They're the band that first ignited my passion for music. They have led me to singing in bands, DJing, everything started with Van Halen and the original lineup. Loved the lineup with Sammy Hagar, but with David Lee Roth is what really got me going. So this, on a personal level, is a huge, huge, exciting moment for me.
Okay. And then let me ask you this, as a strip club DJ, what, and I'm not asking your personal favorite Van Halen song, what I want to know from you is what is the best Van Halen song in 2024 to play in a strip club to fire your room up?
That is hard. Wow. Probably Panama, and then I would say Dance the Night Away or Beautiful Girls for strip clubs. And let me add, by the way, if you're a Van Halen fanatic like me, I've had the honor to interview two authors who wrote books, one about Eddie Van Halen. I interviewed Steven Rosen, who wrote the book Tone Chaser, Eddie Van Halen, on our other podcast, Behind the Curtain. It's a two-part interview. In deep inside the inner workings of Van Halen, that was such an honor for me, and it's an incredible interview and an incredible book. And I also interviewed Darren Pulchowicz, who wrote David Lee Roth, How David Lee Roth Changed the World, another great book, and had another two-part interview with Darren about all things David Lee Roth and Van Halen. So check those out. That's at whatshotitsc.com under the Behind the Curtain banner, and it's about David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen. So please, if you're a fan, go listen to those interviews.
Yeah, and back to your pick. You picked three that I wouldn't have picked. I have a completely different number one favorite Van Halen song to fire the room up, and that's Jump. Jump, okay. from that opening synth line. It just, to me, it is just so perfect. What about your all-time favorite Van Halen song?
Personally, or so for strip clubs, I always love Drop Dead Legs.
Okay, personally. But,
so many. That's really hard for me. I'll say this. The song to me that sums up, and most people won't know it, it's a deep cut, that sums up all the sides of their sound would be In a Simple Rhyme off of Women and Children First. It's got the harmonies, the guitar, the drums. It just sums up their bright California sound.
And I'm going to say, and this is going to be weird because this is not one of their more complex songs or anything like that, but the one that just I just love to hear and I could put on repeat over and over again, You've Really Got Me. You Really Got Me. The one that their Kinks cover, did originally, the cover. So I think the Kinks did that, right?
Kinks, yep. They covered the Kinks. Yeah, and they made it their own. They did a lot of covers, and they did a great job of making it their own. To me, that's a sign of a great band. They did Pretty Woman, the Roy Orbison track, among many others.
Okay, one more Van Halen song, and then we'll get to our second band or artist. Alan Fong, David Lee Roth, or Sammy Hagar?
Well, for me personally, they're two so totally different bands, but David Lee Roth era is by far my favorite. Love the Sammy Hagar era, but it's a different band.
True, and I'm going to go with that too. David Lee Roth, I just loved watching his music videos and even his solo career. What did he do? Ice Cream Man. I can always just remember that one, man. That was rocking.
Yeah, that was a Van Halen track. Yeah.
Oh, was that?
He did, like, Yankee Rose was solo, and
Just a Gigolo. That was Just a Gigolo was solo, right?
Yes, Just a Gigolo. Yep. Great. That's a great video. California Girls.
Yeah. Well, we are taking too much time on one artist. So let's move on to the second artist. We'll speed things up a little bit. Alan Fong, are you ready to find out who the second artist or band is for the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame 2024?
Danny Myers, let him know.
He is an American vocalist, film director, screenwriter, and film producer. With 7 studio albums, 3 compilation albums, 2 remix albums, 1 video album, and 23 singles. He first rose to fame as a member of the heavy metal band White Zombie, with whom he released 4 studio albums. White Zombie disbanded in 1988. He has been eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 2023, but has not yet been considered. We, however, have the privilege of inducting Rob Zombie into the 2024 class of the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie would kill me if he heard me put that delay on the end of his pussy liquor, but I had to when I put that thing together. Rob Zombie, so I'm going to go to you for your thoughts.
Man, love Rob Zombie. And he holds the distinction of being the first artist, more current artist from the 90s. All our other artists started in the 80s or 70s to enter our Hall of Fame. So he started with White Zombie, the first album with them, with their first single, Thunder Kiss 65, came out in 92. Love that song. To me, he's one of the better and consistent newer artists in rock that has continuously added songs to play in strip clubs. Love Rob Zombie and White Zombie as well.
Yeah, I think I was late to the party on White Zombie because, you know, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, I was more a dance music, pop music. And sure. I really was not a huge rocker other than the real popular rock that crossed over. So I didn't really get to listen to White Zombie until I got into the strip club business, and Rob Zombie already had his solo career going. So I got to listen to it late, but I was late to the party, and I'm glad. And Rob Zombie, you know, such a unique performer. Unique, I think, is the best word we could ever come up with for Rob Zombie. So, Alon, I'll ask you, and I'll ask you this in two parts. Number one, your number one song by Rob Zombie for a strip club, and two, your personal favorite.
So hard. So many great songs. I play so much Rob Zombie at strip clubs, but on a personal level, because I am a cunning linguist, is Pussy Liquor.
Ah. And for the club?
For the club. Well, I would say that was for the club. Sorry. On a personal level? Ooh. God. Dragula? No. Foxy. I don't know. I love Rob Zombie. So we'll just go with Pussy Liquor for both then.
Okay. And I am Living Dead Girl for the first, Living Dead Girl for the second.
No difference. There you go.
I love when girls come up to me and say and request Living Dead Girl.
And by the way, what's other great about Rob Zombie is he's big on remixes. He's released like three or four remix albums. And a lot of the remixes are better than like the remix of Dragula is the one I played. There's a great remix of Living Dead Girl, Thunder Kiss 65. So he's big into the DJ thing too. So we appreciate that, especially when you can't play super heavy rock at some places. It's great to be able to have a remix of it. Girls can dance to it then better too, because the beat's steady.
Very much so. You are listening to the Hall of Fame Show 2024. I'm Danny Myers. That's Alon Fong. We have already announced two. We have three more bands or artists to bring to you, and we will bring those next.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kurt Dimer, and I'd like to give a shout out to all the Panda DJs and entertainers. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, and I hope to see you all in the clubs sooner than later. Peace and love.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
We are bringing you the 2024 class for the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. I'm Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. We've got the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, which, as Alon said earlier, we started last year. So this is the second year coming up. And I also do want to just jump in here and tell you about some of our other podcasts that we do. We have one called the Panda Top 20. PANDA is an acronym for Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association. Yes, strip club DJs have united, and we've got PANDA. Alon is the chart professor for PANDA. All the DJs send him their playlist. He puts together the top 20 list, and every month we put together a PANDA Top 20 podcast, and we release the chart. And the other one is Off the Charts, and I'll let you talk about that, Alon.
Yeah, PANDA Off the Charts. That's a lot of fun. Bob Giappardi, our third partner in the hub of Off the Charts, is a music executive and promotions specialist who brings us in these amazing artists from rockers like Josh Todd from Buck Cherry, Gavin Rosdale to Walshy Fire from Major Lazer, hip hop stars, country stars, all sorts of amazing music artists. And they bring us their latest single that Bob has hand selected and asked to them to bring that he thinks they can play in the strip clubs. So we debut new music. We talk about, we bring songs. Each of us bring several songs that we think you should know about that you might not know about. And we get to interview these amazing artists. So that's one of my favorite shows for sure.
Yeah. And all of our podcasts are at whatshotitsc.com. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, anywhere like that, that you can leave a review and some 5 stars. Would you do that for us? Thank you. Now we're going to get back to the countdown. So we have already put in Van Halen and Rob Zombie for the class of 2024. Are you ready for the third band or artist to be inducted into the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame for 2024?
You know I am. Let's go.
Born on July 6th, 1975, Curtis James Jackson III is an American rapper, actor, television producer, and businessman. Known professionally as 50 Cent, he has sold over 30 million albums worldwide and won several awards, including a Grammy Award, a Primetime Emmy Award, 13 Billboard Music Awards, 6 World Music Awards, 3 American Music Awards, and 4 BET Awards. 2024 is the first year of eligibility into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so time will tell. But we are pleased to announce that 50 Cent is now in the 2024 class of the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
Bottle full of bub, look mommy, I got the ex, I'm into taking drugs, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love, so come give me a hug, get into getting rough.
I take you to the candy shop, I let you lick the lollipop, go ahead girl, don't you stop, keep going till you hit the spot, whoa.
Now don't stop, get it, the way she shake it, make you wanna hit it, then she double joint it from the way she split it, got your head fucked up from the way she did it, she said,
I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking B.I.M.P.
I wanna unbutton your pants just a little bit. Take them off, pull them down just a little bit. Get the kissing and touching a little bit. Get the licking it in a little bit.
You know, proof positive right there that we are not just a rock and roll Hall of Fame. We are open to all genres. 50 Cent is in there, and I couldn't be happier, because I got to tell you, man, especially in the late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, that was the go-to right there. And I think it's really the kind of music that sets the time, because the test of time, because now our entertainers, even the young ones, they all know who 50 Cent is. You know, they don't know a lot of those 80s and 90s bands and 70s bands, but they know 50 Cent. So I am happy that he got in there. One of our, would you say, youngest members? Or just more modern he member.
Definitely is. He by far is. So I just mentioned that about Rob Zombie on our last member. And for sure, he's the most recent artist. Amazing artist, and has the honor of being the first hip hop member of our Music Hall of Fame. So that's pretty cool. Love 50 Cent. He was on my ballot. So very excited that he got in. I'm a little surprised that Jay-Z or someone like that didn't get in over him first, but I get it. I'm not really opposed to it. I just thought Jay-Z is a little higher on the list, but love 50 Cent. And defined a strip club era. And by the way, the other important part of that is the mid to late 90s is when hip hop started becoming more prevalent in strip clubs. I remember when I started DJing in 95 or so, we weren't allowed to play hip hop of any kind almost. We got yelled at. We snuck it in, of course. we could lean more on the R&B side. Now it's the primary genre that's being played in strip clubs around the world. So, you know, this is a big turning point in music, is when the late 90s and 2000s happened, and 50 Cent was a big part of bringing hip hop to the mainstream.
Okay. And you had mentioned Jay-Z earlier. We still have two more artists left, so you never know. He might still get in there. We'll talk about that. We're going to recap the entire show once we get all five of them announced to you. But for right now, Alan Fong, are you ready to go to song number four? Or artist number four?
Artist number four, that's right. Let's go. I can't wait to hear who it is, Danny.
Sorry, Chris Zinczak. A Canadian rock band that formed in 1995 in Hanna, Alberta. It is composed of lead guitarist and lead vocalist Chad Kruger, rhythm guitarist, keyboardist, backing vocalist Ryan Peake, bassist Mike Kruger, and drummer Daniel Adele. Their mainstream breakthrough was in 2002 with the single How You Remind Me, which reached number one in the United States and Canada. A fun fact, the band was originally formed in the early 1990s as a cover band called Village Idiot. The band later changed its name to Nickelback, which originated from the nickel and change that band member Mike Kruger gave his customers at his job at Starbucks. He would frequently say, "Here's your Nickelback." Chad has been quoted as saying, "Nickelback will never get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." However, we are pleased to announce that Nickelback is now, in 2024, officially inducted into the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Nickelback, our fourth entry into the 2024 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. I got to say this, first of all, Alan, this is probably going to be the more controversial artist, because Nickelback is one of those bands that you either love them or you hate them. And, you know, for me, I like them a lot. I think their music is perfect rock for a strip club. You know, it's just the kind of music I would expect to hear when I go to a strip club. I know a lot of people bash them. A lot of people think they're too commercialized, and they are commercialized. I'll give you that. There's nothing wrong with being commercialized. Sometimes gets you in a Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. But Alan, your thoughts on Nickelback?
Big Nickelback fan. I love mainstream music. So, hey, what are you going to do? Didn't know that about him working at Starbucks. So a funny thing is, I work at Starbucks in the morning for health insurance. And one of my lines when I handle Nickelback is, I go, "Hey, here you go. This is Canada's favorite export." And I hand him a nickel. So he kind of, I had no idea he did that. So that's kind of cool. So many great strip club songs. My God, I played so much Nickelback, There's so many great songs that fit into the strip club. And most people know it, and it's fun, and it's high energy. Big fan, and they absolutely deserve. And now they are probably the youngest member, artist-wise, of our Hall of Fame.
Very good. And I was reading an article about Chad, and because a lot of people mispronounce his last name. They call him Kroger, because it does look like it would be pronounced Kroger. And he says, "No, I'm not the grocery store." And he spelled it out phonetically, Crew, C-R-E-W.
Oh, I thought it was Krieger all this time. So I've been saying it wrong too.
Yeah, he's Kruger.
Kruger. Okay.
Yeah, Crew.
Well, thanks, Chad. Didn't know that.
Yeah, like Freddie.
I will change my pronunciation.
like Freddie. Okay, so Nickelback song, your favorite personal and your favorite for the club.
Man, I first got into them in the 90s. I heard them on KUPD in Phoenix, Arizona. I live in Arizona, and it was the song Leader of Men. Loved that song. But personally, probably Something in Your Mouth. I have an oral thing, you know? Hey, what can I say? I like oral sex. But there's so many great songs, Danny, for strip clubs. Something in Your Mouth, Shaking Hands, Next Contestant, Rockstar. They're all good. There's so many. Figured You Out. There's so many. Burn it to the ground. Or burn it. Mm-hmm.
Burn it to the ground.
Burn it to the ground. That's a great one. There's so many great strip animals. Oh my God. I can go on and on. There's love them for strip clubs.
Yeah, I think Figured You Out, especially because I can remember right when it came out. I mean, it was just, I mean, we had the music video. We were playing some music videos in the strip clubs at the time. And it was just the song and the video screamed strip club. So that would be my pick for strip clubs. Favorite altogether, How You Remind Me, I think. I like the tender side. Yeah.
Danny, tender, old softy.
The tender side.
So a lot of his lyrics revolve around strippers, so he obviously likes strip clubs. So I got to give a shout out again to Justice Jardine, our feature entertainer who knows Chad personally, and we would love to get Chad on Panda Off the Charts. I know Bob's been trying. So Justice, if you're listening, go talk to Chad. Tell him to come on our podcast.
Very good. So Alan Fong, we have one artist left.
Who's
one
it gonna be?
More induction into the Strip Club Hall of Fame. And after we play that artist, we're going to tell you, we're going to talk about our surprises that didn't make it in. We're going to tell you our picks, Alon's picks and my picks. We're going to share what we picked and we'll test our knowledge to see if what we picked is what ended up on there. So we're going to do all that in just a second, right after this.
This is Tony West from the band Blacklist Union, and you're listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
What's Hot in the Strip Clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alan Fong.
We are back on the 2024 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. I am Danny Myers along with Alan Fong. We are counting down the new additions to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame for the 2024 class. So far, we have Van Halen, Rob Zombie, 50 Cent, and Nickelback. There is one more artist. And you at home, are you thinking? Are you guessing? We will see if you got that right. Alan, are you ready to break the news?
Absolutely. Let it drop, Danny Myers.
This Australian rock band has released 18 studio albums, 2 soundtrack albums, 3 live albums, 1 extended play, 57 singles, 11 video albums, and 52 music videos. Brothers Angus and Malcolm Young formed this band in 1973. The Youngs were joined by vocalist Bon Scott, bass guitarist Mark Evans, and drummer Phil Rudd. In 1980, vocalist Bon Scott passed away and was replaced by Brian Johnson. They were inducted in 2003 to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it is our pleasure to announce that AC/DC has now been added to the Class of 2024 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. I think everybody at home already had that one picked, man. AC/DC, yeah. What, I mean, you know, unbelievable band for the strip club. So, Alan, your thoughts there?
Well, they're, along with Van Halen, by the way, they're one of the few bands that replaced a very successful lead singer with an even more successful lead singer. So, while Van Halen sold more records with Roth, they had more number one albums with Sammy Hagar, and I believe their ticket sales were even better live. With AC/DC, they went from Bon Scott, hugely successful, to Brian Johnson. Their first album with Johnson was the legendary Back in Black. Now, did you know, Danny, it was recorded in the Bahamas? So that's kind of interesting. And it is, as of 2019, has been certified 25 million records sold in the U.S. alone. It's the 4th best-selling album in the United States. Over 50 million copies sold worldwide. I believe it's in the top 3 albums of all time. Sold Back in Black. That's just one record. I think they've sold something like 150 million records as a band. Unbelievable. That album alone has so many songs we play in strip clubs. It's incredible. And then the Bon Scott stuff, the Brian Johnson continued to roll out strip club classics. There's no doubt this band deserves to be in every Hall of Fame.
Okay. Yeah. You know, here's my thing, because I'm torn on this one. Because as you know, I am not an AC/DC fan. I have never really liked AC/DC. It's that constipated vocal sound, you know, when he's trying to drop a big one.
Danny.
But I'm going to say this. I think they deserve to be in the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame? Yes, I do. I'm just not a personal fan of AC/DC. I do, however, believe, and I have played a lot of AC/DC songs over the year. I don't think they are standing the test of time with the younger generation as much as some of these other bands have. But that's my thought on the AC/DC. And Alon, I'm going to go to you and you tell me the same thing. Two songs, your go-to song for the strip clubs and your favorite.
Before I get to that real quick, Mutt Lange produced them, the Back in Black album, and brought them even more commercial sheen. And, you know, he's the guy who turned them into megastars. He turned Def Leppard into megastars as well, who was in our inaugural class. And he turned Shania Twain into megastars due to his production skills. So just thought I should mention that thread between our Hall of Fame artists. Maybe Shania Twain will be in there soon.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not my personal favorite song. I'm probably tired of hearing it, but Shook Me All Night Long is the definitive strip club song. Absolutely. And then personally, what song do I like best? Oof. Maybe Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many. I love AC/DC. And then TNT. I love the Bon Scott era stuff. So there's so many great songs that I played in strip clubs regularly.
Yeah. So for me, for the club, yes, Shook Me All Night Long. Gotcha there. Personally, I think I'm a favorite of track number 13 on any 12-track album that's out.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
This is for our listeners. Hold on. Let me reach through the internet. All right. I just smacked Danny for y'all. So you're welcome.
So our class, we're going to recap this. So first of all, of the five bands or artists that just came in, which would be Van Halen, Rob Zombie, 50 Cent, Nickelback, and AC/DC, which are you the most excited about?
The obvious answer would be Van Halen, but I'm also very excited to have 50 Cent in and have hip hop represented in our Hall of Fame. That means a lot to me. I love hip hop too. But personally, of course, Van Halen, that band means everything to me.
Yeah, I'm going to say 50 Cent and for a lot of the same reasons that you just gave. But like you had mentioned Jay-Z earlier and things. And for me, now Jay-Z's probably sold a lot more records than 50 Cent ever thought of. He's been involved in many more mega hits than 50 Cent. But in my opinion, 50 Cent has better strip club music. So for the strip clubs, I agree that 50 Cent should have been in there. So it's the one I'm probably the most expecting. Now, what about surprises, Alon? Who didn't make it that you really were expecting to?
Well, I mean, Beyonce, I kind of thought, especially with today's, I know the girls love Beyonce. That was a big one for me who didn't make it. Jay-Z, I mentioned already. Some EDM artists like Lords of Acid would come to mind. Michael Jackson, my God, you know, Michael Jackson just has so many great dance songs from all his different eras, too, from when he was in Jackson 5 to the off the wall stuff. And then, of course, Thriller and beyond. Come on.
So, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Madonna. Yeah. I mean, when I first broke into the strip club business, and I think it was 95, 96, every girl, all they wanted to say was Prince and Madonna. And so maybe that's just a regional thing for us here in Ohio, but that's the one right there that really got me. So Alon, are you ready to give them our picks, who we actually picked, and let's see how
ballots.
Our ballots, and let's compare our ballots to the final ballot. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. My ballot for this year was Van Halen, got 50 Cent, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, and Lords of Acid. And I know my previous ballot, the first year, Jay-Z was on there, and somehow I forgot to mention him. So I wanted to mention that.
Okay. I picked three of them right. Van Halen, Rob Zombie, and 50 Cent I had in there. My two that did not make it were Michael Jackson and Metallica. I just, as far as rock, when I first started in the strip club industry, Metallica was the band that people asked about. So I'm kind of shocked that Kiss Not that I'm a Kiss fan, but I'm surprised that that more DJs, especially the older DJs, did not pick Kiss. But I want to give you kind of a list, a rundown of some of the bands that were nominated. They were so damn close that didn't quite make it. Dr. Dre, Marilyn Manson, ZZ Top, Metallica, as I just said, Aerosmith, Tool, Pitbull, Michael Jackson, Foo Fighters, Kid Rock, Britney Spears, Beyonce, Lords of Acid, Notorious B.I.G., Journey, Usher, Poison, Kiss, and Madonna. All good. So now we go to next year, the class of 2025. So a lot of these artists I just named will probably be on there. And I think we got who would be a new eligible artist for coming into 25, which would mean that they had their first relative single or album released in 2005 or older. Who do we have coming in next year that we didn't quite get this year?
Yeah, the biggie to me, who is an automatic first ballot Hall of Fame, I'll say right now, is going to be on my ballot, is Rihanna. No one has been involved with more strip club songs over the last 15 years, 20 years, than Rihanna. From Pawn the Replay, her first single, to her most recent stuff, man, so many, from Cockiness to Umbrella to, I mean, so many songs. I can go on and on. It's stuff she was on remixes of or on as a guest on, you know what I mean, with David Guetta and so on and so forth. So Rihanna, Chris Brown has the same sort of history with strip clubs, from EDM tracks he was the featured vocalist on to his own independent release stuff, man. So Chris Brown and Rihanna are two biggies. I'd have to dig a little deeper as far as rock bands that debuted in 2005.
So we will not put Rihanna and Chris Brown on the same show because, you know, well, we're not going to get into that.
Maybe if they get voted in, we'll have to. Hey, Shania Twain, by the way. I've played a ton of Shania Twain for country entertainers who love country music and love female vocalists. Shania Twain, I forgot all about Shania Twain. And, you know, and they have a danceable beat too, a lot of stuff.
Man, I feel like a woman. Yeah. And, you know, we also here at What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast want to say a special thank you to our international listeners that we have. We get a printout on all the different countries that our podcast gets listened to. And I want to tell you the top 10. I think it's the top 10 of the countries that we also get listened to, other than United States. Of course, that's number one. That's where we are based out of. But also Mexico, Uzbekistan, Germany, Spain, Malaysia, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Philippines, and Canada round out the top 10. So we want to thank all of you, and go ahead.
I got to thank, I know I have friends and family in these countries because I'm half of both Austria and China. So thank you to our listeners in China and Austria.
Very good. Okay, here we go. Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. You've got it now. The top five for 2024. We will be releasing very, very soon the ballots for the next year. So coming up. So keep a good lookout on our Hall of Fame website, which is stripclubhof.com. Milan, final thoughts.
Yeah, thank you to all our listeners all around the world. Thank you for supporting our podcast, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Danny's going to go into our list of various shows. We keep growing and expanding what we do. Super excited about some stuff coming out shortly. I've been doing some artist interviews. I interviewed Bumblefoot from Guns N' Roses. That interview will be dropping soon.
Very good. So all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remix, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, and Rockin' Pod Recap can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.